USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day in Washington, D.C., as lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue to haggle over a new coronavirus relief package. Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin saying things are progressing.
We have made significant progress. Funding the government is basic to our work in Congress, and this COVID relief bill is essential as well.
Senator Durbin, along with the other senators, will be working over the weekend, more than likely, to get that bill ironed out. Vice President Mike Pence campaigning down in Georgia, where he's urging voters to cast their ballots for Republicans David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler on January 5th. Early voting in the state began earlier this week.
You all know what the stakes are, our liberties, our most cherished values, our prosperity, our security.
An FDA panel recommends approval for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Federal authorities are charging 21 individuals in connection to a distribution ring that funneled drugs onto the campuses of prominent North Carolina universities. The DEA found drug activity at frat houses on campuses of UNC Chapel Hill, Duke University, and Appalachian State University. U.S. Attorney Matt Martin calling on university administrators to do something.
There were sales going on inside these houses. Dealers set up inside these houses, poisoning fellow members of their fraternity, fueling a culture.
The feds estimate more than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, several hundred kilos of cocaine, and other drugs were funneled onto the campuses. Millions of people are continuing to dig out from one of the biggest snowstorms in years, the storm knocking out power and shutting down schools from North Carolina to New England. It also made the roads dangerous, killing at least 6 people in car crashes. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Democrats and Republicans continuing to work on a new coronavirus stimulus deal. Sources on Capitol Hill say Democrats and Republicans are approaching a deal on a COVID-19 stimulus relief package, but no announcement on specifics. Once the bill is signed by President Trump, the wheels are set in motion for the IRS to begin issuing economic impact payments. In August, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said payments could be issued as quickly as 1 week after congressional approval. A special counsel could soon be looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings.
President Trump is reportedly considering asking for a special counsel to look into Hunter Biden's overseas business dealings. That's something Senator Lindsey Graham agrees with. The South Carolina Republican told reporters Wednesday that if a special counsel was warranted when investigating President Trump for collusion with the Russians, then there are many questions about Biden's activities overseas that a special counsel can look into.
How far integrated into the Ukrainian economy did Hunter Biden get when he was on the board of Burisma? Somebody needs to look at his time on the board of Burisma. Somebody needs to look at his business dealings regarding China to see if any crimes were committed. But mainly, I think, that to see what kind of conflicts, if any, the Biden administration may have.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
In Thursday night football action, the Las Vegas Raiders host the Los Angeles Chargers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.